Hey, y'all, before we hop into the podcast today, I just wanted to put something on your mind. Imagine this day right now that you're listening to this podcast. What if you didn't wake up? What if you didn't wake up this day? And you were standing in front of the master. What do you think he would say? Would he say, well done? Would he say, you've done well, my servant? Or would he say, depart from me, I didn't know you? So just think on that. All right, y'all, it's your boy Vince with Kingdom Conditioning. And this is the second episode to this series that I have going on this podcast. I am excited and I am grateful for what God has done for me. Thank God for waking me up yet again. Thank you, God. I love you. I appreciate you. First of all, I want to thank God for that. Thank God for my family. Thank God for everything that he's done. Health and strength. Thank God for my friends. I just thank God. I just wanted to get that out of the way for real. So I already said that, but I had to say it again. Okay. Just putting that out there, God. I just thank you. And the opportunity to speak to your people again, you know. So yeah, I just thank God for that. So y'all, this is a start off to another week for me. Start off for another week. Just had Palm Sunday yesterday. It was a great day. I got to hang out with my folks later in the day, and I went to church yesterday in the morning, and it was just a great day. It was a great day. So yeah, thank God for that. So the one thing I was thinking about while I was at church, though, because I was like, you know, at my own church, and then as I go and see other people's churches, I'm like, you know, I just wonder, where is my age group? Where is my age group? I was just thinking that yesterday, really heavy. And I have been thinking that before, but I don't know why that's been in my spirit for real. And for me, it's really, I've been really wanting to find Christian friends that I can hang out with, go, you know, read the Bible with somewhere. I like going to the lake sometimes to read the word, or I'll go to the park and read the word or something like that. And if there's, you know, somebody out there that's listening and y'all want to join me, or y'all want to create a group or do something, you know, that's, you know, growth wise in the word, and just, you know, it doesn't really have to be like that. We could just go on a trip or something like that. Somebody to hang out with as well. That's, you know, around my age, or, you know, just going through the same similar stuff or something like that. It would be nice to hang out with Christian friends that's on the same journey as me as well. So yeah, I was just thinking about that. That was just on my mind yesterday. I was like, where is my people at? Where are y'all? You know, but but if anybody's out there listening, y'all want to form that would be great. That would be great. But let's get into God's word today. And God has put on my heart the fruits of the Spirit. And I've really been thinking about it heavy. And I was like, God, you know, do I really possess the fruits of the Spirit? Do I really, have I really obtained those spirits like you? And I got to look and I was like, oh, Lord, some of these, I got that song, you know. But yeah, the fruits of the Spirit, let me just name them first of all. Let me give you the scripture to it. And the scripture to the fruits of the Spirit is from Galatians, the fifth chapter, 22nd verse and the 23rd verse. So it goes like this: but the Holy Spirit produces, this is from the New Living Translation as well, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Okay, so those characteristics are something that we should strive to have in our lives. Love. Let's go off love. Do we truly love each other? Joy. Do we have joy? Do we have joy in our lives? Peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self. Self control. Lord, you might be talking to me. Ooh, that's what I struggle with. For me, if I say one thing I struggle with is self-control. But hey, we'll get into some more of that in another podcast because it's going to be leading into something else. But God, okay, we'll just say that. We'll put a pin in that one. But speaking on that, it'll lead into something else. But yeah, those characteristics are from God. And His Holy Spirit lives within us. So we should be able to utilize these characteristics, these attributes each and every day. But some of us don't. And speaking of this, I can really just speak about myself. Truly, do I show love every day? Do I show joy? Do I have joy? Do I have peace in my life? Do I have patience? Do I have kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness? Not every day. I'm not gonna lie. This is a fact, and I know it. You know, some days I'm angry. To be honest, some days I'm really down. I'm not really wanting to talk to nobody. But for me, I've been raised to, when somebody speaks to you, you speak back. You know, so I usually just go off of that, you know, and then I kind of try to see the vibe of who that what that person's on today, because I'm trying to match their vibe and all that kind of stuff. And I found out that that's called mirroring. So, and that's not really one of the good qualities to have. For some reason, you know, in some instances, no. But for me, most of the time I do it a lot. And I have to work on that. I've talked to people about it, and it's something I have to work on. So yeah, but it's a part of a coping mechanism. But yeah, we'll just leave it as that. I mirror. So yeah, but I'm working towards having those characteristics in my life and doing better at adding them, because I feel like I do, but then actually I have to look at myself. And what you have to do is just look at yourself and ask yourself, do I possess these qualities? So then that leads me into an Old Testament scripture from Psalms 139 and 23. It says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life." Okay, so yeah. Lord, search me. Search me, Lord. Let me stop. But yeah, I got to think about that old song. But just look at yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. That's another challenge as well. Do this for me. Look in the mirror each and every day. And whatever you think negative of yourself, think the opposite. Think positive things. And tell yourself those things in the mirror as you're looking at yourself. Tell yourself those things. And do it and watch. Just watch a change in your mood. It's been a study, and you can look it up. You can definitely look it up. It's been a study that shows that your mood changes whenever you give positive affirmations to yourself in the mirror. And you tell yourself over and over those things. So just look that up. Look that up for me and do that. Do that for me. I bet you it'll change you. So I just want to end this because I'm not going to, I told y'all before, I'm not really that long of a talker. So I want to end this off with a prayer. And I want to thank God for you. I want to say I love you. I thank God for you. I thank God for you listening to me talk for a while. And just thank you for supporting me. Yeah. So here we go. Lord, I just thank you for my brother and my sister. I thank you for their life. I thank you for keeping them. Thank you for giving them strength. Thank you for giving them life. Thank you for everything you've done for them. God, bless their families, bless their homes, bless their lives, bless their finances, bless them, oh God, tremendously. Give them joy, give them love, give them peace, give them patience, give them gentleness, faithfulness, give them self-control, God. Give them qualities and characteristics that you hold, God, from your Holy Spirit. And we just thank you, God. We thank you, God, for you. We thank you, God, for your Son, Jesus. We thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit. And God, we just thank you for another day, another opportunity to get it right. And God, so one day we stand before you and we pray that you say, well done, O good, faithful servant. And that's what we're doing. God, we're working towards that. So we just say, I say thank you for my brother and sister again. I love them. And God, I just say thank you. I can't say thank you enough. And these and other blessings I pray right now in Jesus' name. Amen. So y'all, this ends another episode. And I just say thank you for listening. Love you again. This was Kingdom Conditioning. All right. Talk to y'all later.